5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Tech Talk from RNIB Connect Radio, the RNIB's technology show for blind and partially sighted people. See technology differently.
Oh, hello and welcome to Tech Talk. It is the final episode
it's
of the show. Hello, welcome to it. We've got Tim Schwartz with us, Robin Christofferson. Sean Preece is also our special guest. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm so sort of sad, yet happy and celebratory, but tragically crying.
Yeah, I know. I have all those emotions going on in my head at the moment. It is.
That's nothing
so
to do with the show. That's just my life.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay. Yes, it is here. The final day is here. And, you know, it's like last day of school. You know, it's like that day at school when you go in and the teachers try everything possible to get you out of the door. And I was the kind of nerd that would hang on till the very last minute because that's when my taxi came to get me. And I would sit there watching the Japanese film with Korean subtitles the teacher would put on in the vain hope that I would just leave.
And take your kerplunk with you.
Why did you bring games? So, yeah, it's a bit of that in here today. But, yeah, we are getting together for the final one. And we are going to be focusing this week on one thing and one thing only. And that is you, dear listener. It's all about you.
Email. We get email.
Email.
We get email every day.
But we'll get any more emails. Still don't know why there's a doorbell. I have no idea what that's about. Makes no sense.
Can I take that jingle with me?
You want it? Yeah, is that what we're doing? We're going to hand stuff out? Okay.
Yeah.
Right. You can have the email jingle.
Garage sale.
That's my new ringtone.
Well, this week we are actually in esteemed company. Yes, we are in esteemed company because... You know, one of the things I wanted to do for the last show, and I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, is I wanted to have your emails read out, not by a robot, but by a human being. And we have a special guest to read our emails this week. It is the station manager herself, Yvonne Milne, is joining us. Hey! So, yes, we are going to be getting the emails read out by Yvonne. We're so kind of you to come in and do this. We're going to get a proper chat with you a bit later, Yvonne, because we're going to be talking about the future of Tech Talk. Yes, I did say future. We're going to get into that a little bit. And also, we'll be finding out your thoughts on the show. I mean, it seems it's so funny to bring Yvonne on at this point, at the very last. It's the first time we've had her on the show. She's just finding out what we do, and I don't think she's impressed. I'm looking at her across the desk here. I'm not getting the sense she's impressed. So, look, we'll get Yvonne on now because I want to get into the emails. But before we do that, I want to kick off with a voicemail we played last week from Peter that really set the tone, I think. And I just want to start there. So, Peter, this is his voicemail he sent in to us that began our series of emails on this topic of the show ending last week.
Hi, Tech Talk team. It's Peter from Robin Hood County, hoping you're all well. Well, I'm heartbroken. I've got a tear in my eye already. Truthfully, it is a sad day when a radio programme comes to an end.
Aww.
I've listened to nearly all of your episodes, except the ones about gaming, because I don't play games. I've learnt a lot from all of you. I learnt from you, Stephen, how to record an email.
Nice.
And that was when I did the COVID-19 app.
Mm-hmm.
The recording wasn't too bad, but as we all know, the app was not the best.
Yeah.
I've also learned things from Robin and Tim.
Hey.
And strangely enough, even from Sean Preece.
What?
Which I thought would never happen.
No.
Perhaps he could take over. He'd make me laugh at least.
Oh, okay.
But
it's a mutiny.
I've learned also from all the people that emailed in as well. So I'd like to say goodbye to you, Robin, Stephen and Tim. And all the people who sent in emails as well. And we can all look forward to the RNIB trying to find a replacement for such a valuable asset.
Yeah.
I'd never heard of the Tech for Life team until I listened to Tech Talk. So if people aren't listening to Tech Talk, how are they going to find out about tech? I guess we can listen to iOS Today for Apple users and All About Android for Android users.
Yeah.
Along with Double Tap Canada, Life After Blindness,
yep,
Ability
yep.
Net,
yep.
Clockwise, and so many others. We could go on for a while. But on this note then, I shall say a fond farewell to the Tech Talk team and all of the listeners as well. We've had some good laughs, haven't we, together?
Yeah.
Keep eating the chocolate, etc. And I'm sure we'll come across each other in the future. From a now bleary-eyed Pete in Robin Hood County, I'll say farewell. And at the end of the final show, I hope you play the song called Goodbye. Take care for now. Bye-bye from Pete in Robin Hood County.
Ah, oh, thank you, Peter. It's a sad start to the show.
I'm so sad. I'm literally nearly choking up. He sounded so sad. Thank you, Peter.
Brought the energy down just real fast. Well done. But no, that was so wonderful. That's great.
I love the fact that I remember a few years back someone saying to me, do you make up these emails? And I'm like, no, we don't make up these emails. I wouldn't have the time. And that kind of proves it, right? Because it's like, you know, I can't fake Peter's voice. So yeah, no, it's great. Well, look, we are going to get into the emails. Yvonne is with us to read through them for us this week. So thank you for doing that, Yvonne. Let's start off with one from, and I'm so pleased we've got him on here. Negative Julian has been in touch.
Hello, chaps. Yes, I know that you're all doing a runner. Honestly, one positive email from me to help Catherine, and you're all heading for the hills. Anyway. I could not avoid emailing one last time because I seem to have accidentally stumbled across the app and hardware of your dreams.
Oh.
Or is it too good to be true? I was browsing through the Play Store for nothing in particular, using the search term visually impaired, and I came across an app named Outlook Guide by Idera Labs. I have never heard of them, and the app was only added on the 5th of November. This app appears to be the software part of the new glasses-based navigation OCR, face recognition, etc. system for the blind. Having never heard of them before, rather than downloading it, I did an instant search. I could only find their own website, but if I read it right, they are offering this miracle for £500. Have you ever heard of them? Have I got it right? Is this dream or nightmare? Do not worry. Apparently the app is for Apple as well. You do not need to touch anything, Android. With your connections, I'm sure that you know far more about it than I can hope to. On the subject of connections, what government secret has Lord Robin whispered in your ear? Come on, we're all doomed, aren't we? We, your loyal listeners, are not fooled. We know that you're really all making for Tim's secret survivalist encampment. Don't try to tell us he does not have one. All Americans do. We've seen the movies. It will be a high-security log cabin deep in the woods, the only concession to luxury, the 5-acre warehouse stuffed full of Apple products. What is it? Global warming? Comet impact? The ultimate zombie apocalypse variant of COVID? We're all doomed. Doomed, I say. Did you think the last ever email from me would be positive? Never, never, never. Well, I'm off into the garden to start digging my own grave. Best to be prepared. Remember, keep smiling. Negative Julian.
Oh, thank you.
That was fantastic.
Proper negativity. Julian. I love it. I love it.
What a wordsmith.
All I'll say is that I don't have a secret, you know, survivalist gear and base setup.
Really?
But there was a 4-year period there where I really highly considered it. That's all I'll say.
Okay. Yes. Looking up. Which particular year was that? Do you remember?
Very specific 4 years. Very recently, as a matter of fact, that I highly considered such things.
Okay, let's get another email then.
This is an email from Shazad. Hi, Robin, Sean, Scott and Tim.
Stephen.
I am very sad to hear that Tech Talk is ending in November, as I always enjoy listening to it online. But I'm sad to hear that you are leaving. So how will I get my Tech Talk fix after November the 30th then, as you have been a huge credit for blind people to know what is going on in the technology world, from smartphones to smart speakers? I would ask RNIB to start a petition to save Tech Talk from being axed altogether, as I feel that without the service of Tech Talk, then we will feel as if we are left in the cold. As I feel that without this service being renewed for future generations, then how will it be informed regarding accessibility in the future, as I always enjoy the banter that you all do. From a sad listener, from Shazad Bukhari in Birmingham.
Oh, well, I can tell you that Yvonne Milne is with us today. She is the station manager. She has a wry smile on her face as she sits here with us today. And she's keeping very quiet at the moment because she's going to be joining us properly a bit later to talk openly about the decisions going forward. So we'll hear from Yvonne a bit later. We're also going to be delving into some of the past episodes of the show. And I'm going to be talking. Yeah, I know. I have to be honest, it's so hard to pick clips because there's so much. I mean, it would have taken me probably 2 years to find all the bits. And I just kept finding, well, I would say gold, but, you know, rough diamonds, maybe.
Fool's gold.
Fool's gold, yes, maybe more likely. Yes.
We kept a blooper roll, that would have been good.
We should have, I know. I mean, the problem is that every episode was pretty much a blooper roll in itself. So, you know. Anyway, let's get another email, Yvonne.
And this is the email from Julie. Hi, Stephen. I was saddened to hear the last episode of the show will be at the end of this month. I enjoyed being part of this show some time back and wish you well with whatever you do in the future. Try and look after yourself because I know from experience your health is very important. Thanks for all the hard work that goes into producing a show such as this. With very best wishes, Julie.
Hard work. Well, they really bought that. Julie.
Thank you, Julie.
Oh, Julie, who used to come on. Remember, Julie used to come on with us and we used to have such a laugh and talk about all kinds of things. Braille, of course, was Julie's specialty and absolutely brilliant.
She was our Braille correspondent.
Absolutely, absolutely. Julie in Liverpool, really lovely to have you along and one of the many great guests we've had on the show over the years. Thanks, Julie. Okay, let's get another email.
And this email is from Greg. Dear Stephen, I want to send you a note to express to you my appreciation and affection for you and all you have given us these past 10 years, and also send my appreciation for the work of Robin, Tim and Sean, and all of your co-hosts of Tech Talk Past. I'm considering joining the Twitterverse just to follow the goings-on you may have there. Your graciousness in accepting criticism in a positive, constructive frame of mind in view of many of my critical emails is something I will always respect with the greatest appreciation. I hope that if you choose to produce other podcasts, you will inform us so your fans can continue to remain in your audience. With the greatest of respect and regards, Greg in Pennsylvania.
Oh, Greg in Pennsylvania.
Wow. That's the nicest email and things that Greg has ever said about us.
I know.
Thanks, Greg.
We had to leave for it to happen.
Yes. Greg has been awesome. He has followed us everywhere. He's been great.
And you know,
anywhere we've gone, any other shows we've done, he's always been there. So that's awesome.
Absolutely. And you know what's great? He hits us with good, constructive criticism and actually has created some really brilliant debates on this show.
He's made us think, he's made us debate, he's really made us look at things very closely. So yeah, no, he always keeps us honest. He's our conscience, I think.
He's also a tech wizard, by the way, so yeah, salute and respect to you, Greg. Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get another email now. This one from old friend of the show, Billy Burrell.
Hi, Stephen, Robin and Tim. Well, that was a bit of a surprise announcement, but probably more because of the way Stephen did it, leading with his talk of a February anniversary and then sucker punching us with the end of Tech Talk announcement. Ah, well, life goes on. I won't say keep up the good work because obviously it is no longer applicable. However, the show will be missed and I have learned a lot from you guys. So all the best for the future. Kind regards, Billy Burrell.
Ah, oh, thank you, Billy.
Yeah.
Another friend of the show there, the Joker. Yeah. He always makes me laugh on Twitter. Yeah.
So how many poems did he write about us? Two, three?
Right, yeah. He used to have poems written about us and all kinds of things. Yeah. Just brilliant. He is a
great
star.
Follow on Twitter, by the way. I've said that before in the past, but I'll say it one last time here. He is a hilarious follow on Twitter.
He is.
Yeah. The jokes are hilarious. I will read them out to my wife. Like, you've got to hear this. Billy's posted another great joke. It's great. And it's interesting because we did get these emails over the past couple of weeks. So we've gathered them all together in case you think, wow, you know, this is a lot from last week. This has been over the past couple of weeks. People, after hearing the news on the show, we asked, you know, we just thought we'll keep it all together and put it in at the last show. Okay, let's get another email in.
And a call into the Tech for Life helpline. The team took a call from Mark Morrison, re-Tech Talk. Sad to hear Stephen Scott is leaving, but wishes him luck. Mark is also concerned the show won't continue and said this would be a great loss. He finds it a very good, down-to-earth, accessible tech discussion.
Oh, thank you for that, Chris. Sorry, not Chris. Chris was the guy who took the call. Thank you to him as well for taking the call.
Mark.
Mark Morrison. Thank you, Mark. Return of the Mac.
Yes.
Mark Morrison. Return of the Mac. Remember that? Because I used to play that. I used to play that every time Apple released a MacBook. Every single time.
It's your song.
It was the return of the Mac. It was like, this is it. This is the one. You now buy a Mac. And then I kind of regretted saying that because then when the M1 came out, I was like, no. Scrap all the rest. Buy this. Okay, we've got a voicemail in. Let's bring this in. This is from long-time listener Nadia.
Hi, guys. I thought I would take a leaf out of Peter's book and send you a voicemail. It's hard to know where to start, really. I mean, you all obviously knew that Tech Talk was coming to an end, but for the rest of us, it was sort of, what, no, when Stephen first dropped the news last week. Bit of a bombshell, that one. I'm sure you will have heard this from everyone, so I'm not saying anything you haven't heard before, but I was just really sad to hear it. I've looked forward to listening to Tech Talk every week for a long time. I've been listening to it ever since I first started listening to RNIB Connect Radio. And while it would be sad to say goodbye to all of you, it would be sad to say goodbye to you in particular, Stephen, because I've heard you on the show from the word go, whereas obviously Robin and Tim haven't been on it the whole time I've been listening. Tim, you've come and gone. Robin, you were obviously relatively recent after Sean left, but Stephen's been there the whole time I've been listening. So, yeah, most podcasts I've ever listened to, if I've missed a few episodes, it was like, yeah, well, never mind. But Tech Talk, I always tuned into every week. So really, really sad to hear that you're coming to an end. But I just wanted to also take the opportunity to wish you all good luck for the future and whatever projects you're going on to do. I'm sure I'm not alone. I'm sure all the other listeners will join in as well. We'll all miss you. But we wish you well. I hope the RNIB will still find some way to keep some kind of technology show going because it, you know, although you broadcasters are wonderful, it was also the information you were delivering. That was another reason for listening. It would have been invaluable to so many people. I know it's been to me. And as Peter said, getting emails in from other people as well, some of whom might have had your problems and could give answers. Yeah, it's just been like one big happy family. So it's really sad to say goodbye. But goodbye anyway. And as I said, best of luck for the future to all of you. And this is a voicemail from Nadia. You've read many of my emails out on the show, but I thought I would send you a vocal farewell.
Oh, I don't want to go now. Can we come back? Can we just come back next week?
Changed our mind.
She needs a long service award. She needs some sort of girl guide badge that she can sew on her.
I know. Wobble.
No, that's not right.
Yeah, that was brilliant. Oh, wow.
It's lovely, isn't it? And I have to say, I'm not a big fan of self-aggrandizing, if I'm totally honest. You know, this is very uncomfortable for me in many ways. But, you know, I think it just shows how the show has impacted people. And I think Nadia hits a very important point there that, you know, yeah, we have a laugh and we have a carry on and all the rest of it. But ultimately, this information is not out there. It's not as readily available. And, you know, there are podcasts and other shows. And certainly, I think since we started doing this, I mean, bear in mind, I started doing this 10 years ago on my own.
Was there internet back then?
There was nothing back then. I had to do it live. There was no way to record it. Yeah, we posted it out on gramophone records. Quickly thinking of something from the past. But yeah, it was just, you know, it was such a different time. And there weren't many podcasts, if any, at that point, really, doing the rounds, especially around this topic. And I, when I was looking back at some of the clips from before, I was thinking, it's funny, why these shows, you know, never kind of bubbled up to the surface again. And then I remembered most of them weren't on podcast at all. You know, we didn't podcast till quite late on, if I remember. Mm. So yeah, it's just really interesting. But, you know, clearly the information is needed, and that is absolutely the case. And there are more places now than ever to get that information, which is good news. But, you know, it's like we said, you know, more places is always better than no places. So, you know, let's hope that that is something that we can get here back on RNIB Connect Radio. That's up to management, and management is staring me in the face right now, so I'm terrified to say any more. But let's get another email, shall we? This is from Norina, who's been a regular listener to RNIB Connect Radio for many years.
Dear Stephen, Robin and Tim, what a shock when I heard the Tech Talk podcast Tuesdays will never be the same. All I can do is wish you all well, and I am sorry that you have to leave. I do listen to the Canadian podcast, so please do not leave that one as well. Thank you for the last 10 years and for all the information that has come from your podcast and for brightening up our lives with your sense of humour. Take care and stay safe, all of you, with best wishes from Norina.
Oh, thank you, Norina. I always remember your emails to the radio station about the TV guide not being in place. And Norina became a regular. We would always know that something was wrong with the TV guide because Norina would tell us. It was just great, you know. But thank you, Norina, for being with us all this time.
I love the reference to the Canadian podcast. It's like the Scottish play.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, the Scottish play indeed. Right, let's get another email. This is, another email.
Email from Rebecca. First, I will miss the show and sorry to see it end. Technology podcasts for the VI community seem to be dwindling and I hope Double Tap Canada remains. I got a Mac last year for Christmas from my parents, and I can say that I like its menu-driven interfaces better, though Windows has more support behind it when it comes to updates and productivity apps. I wanted the Mac so I could learn to code using Swift Playground. There are similarities between the Mac keyboard commands and the iOS for manipulating text. JAWS is getting to the point where you have to use layered keystrokes to use many of its features. Native apps in Mac work very well, and it is much easier to connect a USB Braille display to the Mac. The advantage of Windows is the choice of screen reader and the fact that it is easier to get help with AT when taking certain courses at blindness organisations. I can see myself using both operating systems at some point. Can you install Windows on a Mac M1 using Parallels accessibly? I think the Mac is great for personal use and web development, but Windows is better in the work environment. I've found more apps for Windows and Catalyst didn't live up to the hype. I would encourage you to listen to Mawson at Large's Chromebook series. Chrome Vox has come a long way and I might get another Chromebook in the future just to test it out. The Chromebook interface seems simpler and Chromebooks may be a more affordable option for some visually impaired users. I tried installing Android apps on a Chromebook several years ago and didn't have a good experience. I think that recommendations should be based on what a person's goals are, and I think each operating system is capable of basic word processing, web browsing, and checking email. I am concerned about the fact that people feel the need to install Windows on a Mac. This means that we need more support for Mac OS. My problem is that I jump at every piece of technology if I can afford it because it sounds cool and I love to geek out.
I know the feeling.
Yes, we do. Yes.
Can't disagree of anything at all, Rebecca said. They're absolutely right.
Yeah. Well, the Mac thing is interesting because, of course, I've just recently really thrown myself back into that world.
For now.
We flip-flopped, and it's really interesting that we're finishing the run with you on Mac.
I know.
That's how it ended.
It's like pass the parcel.
Well, so you say that, right? But of course, Black Friday week, right? So I have been looking at a Dell XPS on the Amazon store, and I've been like, this looks really nice. I might want to get one of those. And the funny thing was,
music plays on.
I know. Yes. Well, I was talking to Sean earlier, and I was telling him about the 15-inch one I was looking at, and I'm like, this is actually quite really nice. I quite fancy that. And of course, the thing was, by the time I had finished, you know, musing about it, it was gone. It was sold out. So, you know, clearly they're going fast. Yeah, so I didn't get that one. Yeah, I think that might be a ridiculous idea.
You know, he bought something else for the same value, Robin. What are you talking about, bro? Right.
Well, let's go on.
I know we're not doing, you know, responses to the emails necessarily today, but I just can't help myself. Mm. I've discovered on the layer keystroke point that Rebecca made there, it is getting complicated, but do the layer, you know, insert spacebar and then do a question mark. So, you know, shift slash, it will tell you all the keystrokes that are available on that main layer. Or do insert space and then go into one of those, you know, like P for picture smart, and then do a question mark. It'll tell you all the keystrokes that are available in the sublayer. Fab.
Oh, that's very useful, actually, because that's It was interesting. I was thinking about, okay, how would that work with keyboard help? You know, if you turn on keyboard help and you just start typing the keys, yeah, it tells you what they are. But, you know, when you get into layered, that's a different ballgame, right?
Well, it'll tell you, you know, if you do insert space, P, and then C for control, it'll tell you that. But it won't tell you all the things that are available in each layer.
And you need to know what the connection...
All of them.
Yeah, you need to know how that works. Yep. That's a brilliant tip. See, even more, even useful in the last show. There you go.
Can't
see,
help it.
Just right, always giving information.
Well, Robin is.
Yeah, yeah,
well
true,
done,
yeah.
Robin.
I mean, on the point about the Mac thing, so that was an interesting thing about Windows. This week, there was talk about a new version of Windows being made secretly, in inverted commas, because, you know, it can't be that secret. Everyone seems to know about it. But there's some kind of secret going around that Microsoft were working with, is it Qualcomm they were working with to...
Yeah, well, the rumor was that they had an exclusive deal with Qualcomm, who make the Snapdragon ARM processors.
Terrible.
And that Windows RT would only work. That's why we only saw it on those processors. And there's other companies out there that make those processors. And they're saying now that exclusive deal is coming to an end. So you may see Apple could come now and say, OK, we want to boot camp with Windows. But it will be Windows RT, not your standard usual x86, Windows 10 or Windows 11. So there may still be some issues.
Is that because they're going to have to basically rebuild Windows from the ground up for ARM?
They have, yeah, Windows on ARM, but it's not, you know, got as many apps, etc. It's not x86 compatible, so a lot of stuff will fall by the wayside. So it's about third-party developers as much as anything else.
So does that mean then that you wouldn't be able to run JAWS on that?
Yeah, there is an ARM version of JAWS. I don't know if it's fully...
You say this, right, but I checked this out. It's funny, I'm glad you brought this up.
Yeah,
last show, let's tie up all the loose ends. This is one of those TV shows.
Robin.
It's one of those TV shows where you think,
wrong,
are they going to get
please,
everything? No, I think you are, because I contacted Vespero after this, and a contact of mine there who said, we don't have an ARM version. And I don't think they've ever had an ARM version. So I don't think that exists.
Okay, I'll
yeah, Robin,
tell the
yeah,
listeners
Robin,
somehow. I'll do some homework.
Do some homework and then make a podcast. Fire it into the internet,
okay,
and see what
Google
happens.
I'm going to Google it. Talk amongst yourselves. Yeah, you carry on.
Okay, well, let's get another email. Let's go for an email from Kelly this time, Yvonne.
Hi, gang. First of all, I want to thank you for a wonderful show for the past 10 years. It is sad that RNIB Tech Talk will be no more, but it will be very interesting to see what will replace it. What the show meant to me was both vital and also a way of cheering me and many others up as we hear so much about doom and gloom. I wish all of you the very best, and although we have to move on, it doesn't mean that there will be no shows on technology. It doesn't mean that we will have no more Steve, Robin, Tim and Sean. What it does mean is that it will be shows with a difference. We need to let the listeners know that although RNIB Tech Talk will go, in place of that, we have Double Tap Canada, The Echo Show and Life After Blindness, which all three shows are so vital. So Steve, Robin, Tim, whatever you're doing, we haven't lost you completely and we haven't lost Sean. I'm not going to say goodbye because I don't need to. What I am going to say is keep these shows going, whether it is Double Tap Canada or whatever it is. Good luck, all of you, and let's go with a bang without tears. You are going nowhere. You are still there. Take care and we'll speak on other shows sometime. Kelly Muggeridge from Loxwood in Sussex.
All right, Kelly, thanks a lot.
That was lovely.
You're not going anywhere, right? You're not going anywhere. Okay, fine.
We're
not
dead.
I know, we're not dead, exactly. Life goes on.
Okay.
Well, there you go. It's a fact of life, I guess. You know, life does go on until it, I guess, doesn't. Okay, let's get another email.
Hello, Bilal again. Really gutted when I heard the news that you were stopping Tech Talk. This show gave me hope during lockdown and I couldn't wait for another episode.
Oh, thanks, Bilal. Thank you for that. Yeah, that was the thing. That was actually, I remember when we got into the pandemic, and I remember us talking about how we were going to deal with it, because our show doesn't really follow the news agenda, right? So it was never really a thing we were going to get into. And I know we did nod to it a little bit. And then, of course, I went off ill for a while during it and leaving you guys to contend. And then actually we took the show off. Remember, we took the show off for a few weeks as well. Yeah. That was the first time in its history it was ever on break, which was interesting. But yeah, again,
kind of understandable, though, during the circumstances. A lot of things had a break during the
yeah, exactly,
pandemic,
yeah.
Stephen.
Wasn't that unusual, I guess.
A lot of things broke.
Yes.
let's get one more email in. And I should say we've got lots of emails in that were in response to other topics that we discussed over time, but you know, it would start another conversation that we just can't finish, unfortunately. So we're going to round up with this last email.
Not here,
exactly. So let's go to this final one. This one is from John.
Dearest all, I have just listened to the last episode via my podcast of Tech Talk with Stephen and the team and was devastated to hear it just coming to an end in the next couple of weeks. I don't know who to write to share my total disappointment that this wonderful, informative and totally valuable programme will be no more. I have learned so very much over the last couple of years since listening, and it will leave a huge void as to where I can get the latest news on technical innovations, not to mention the entertainment factor. Obviously, I appreciate that Stephen and the other presenters must move their careers forward, but could you pass my comments on to whoever controls programming and request that you look at a replacement show, obviously with new presenters, as this is so important, enabling me to keep up with all technical innovations. Could you also let me know if there are any alternative podcasts of this type that you are aware of, which I can search via my podcast provider? Your help and assistance is much appreciated as ever. Kind regards, John Halfacre.
Well, thank you, John. Well, we do have the person who can answer those questions right here in the studio with us.
Well, some of those questions.
Some of those questions for sure, but certainly the main one that most people have is, well, what happens next with Tech Talk? So let's bring in Yvonne Milne, station manager, reading out all our emails today. Thank you so much for doing that. Welcome to Tech Talk.
No, you're welcome. Thank you for having me on the very last Tech Talk for a while. My goodness.
I think this is the first one you've been on.
That's because I'm so bad at technology. No one would be on this show. No one. Yeah, I certainly learn a lot from you lot because I am a complete philistine when it comes to technology.
Well, listen, when you said you would read the emails this week, I was overjoyed. And then I thought to myself, oh, I hope you're okay with this because, you know, our listeners, as you know, get a bit techie in their emails. You know, sometimes I have to go away and check things. So I thought, you know, I hope it's all okay. But you got through it. I thought, you know more about this than you're letting on because you just powered through there.
I just read out the words on the paper and hope they made some sense. And then you would understand what they were talking about.
Sometimes.
Very, very techie. Yeah, no. Definitely.
So, you know, just to pick up on the last email from John that we got, and I know you were keen to come on, and I think it's great that you have. You know, people might be wondering, okay, what's going on here? What's happening? Stephen's going, okay, what's happening to Tech Talk? Why is it not continuing? So, you know, that's the question they're asking. I'm just putting that back to you.
And that is a fair enough question. Let me just take the people back a bit with the history of this. So I think it was maybe about 4 or 5 months ago, Stephen, you said to me, you know, Yvonne, I've got some other opportunities on the way. I've done 15 years at RNIB. I think I might be ready to move on to the next challenges, which I went, oh, no, you're not allowed to go. You know, you were very, very generous because you gave us, you know, some good few months notice. And there's, you know, several reasons for that. The main one being that you are a bit of a genius. And the reason that the radio station has been on air all of the years that it has, I mean, we're coming up almost for our 20th anniversary in 2023. Is because of you, Stephen Scott. You know, you have got a brilliant brain. You have kept the radio station going and been our kind of engineer person. And then that obviously has now come into onto the on-air scenario where you've been doing Tech Talk for 10 years and with your amazing teammates, Sean and Tim and Robin. And, you know, it's obviously sad that you're going, but we understand, you know, this radio station in particular understands that we want people to go on to new opportunities and we want people to go on and thrive. And so we really can't hold that against you, Stephen, but you're going off to go and do other things after giving us this amazing 15 years, which we've had with you. And I say you were very, very generous in letting us know that that was what was going on. So since you did that, apart from running around and panicking quite a bit, you know, we have been trying to look at solutions to Tech Talk. And Tech Talk is the thing that probably has worried me the most and continues to worry me because I am extremely aware of how important the show is for our listeners. You know, there is so much love for Tech Talk and that's because of the fun way you and your team managed to get over all the information that people need about technology. And, you know, you do it for the people who, you know a lot, and you also do it for the people that are maybe just starting out. And we know, and we talk about it often, Stephen, how, you know, technology really levels the playing field for blind and partially sighted people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's just going to carry on and on and on. So for us not to have a technology show on air is just not where I want to be.
Yeah.
But despite looking at various options, and we have been panicking and looking at various options over the last few months, you know, we haven't got the solution yet. Again, it's because you're a bit of a brain, and to have someone that does radio and who is blind and partially sighted and who understands technology from that viewpoint, and it has to come from someone who's blind and partially sighted, you know, we don't have that person yet, and we don't have that team yet. But I just want to sort of reassure your listeners that while it's sad that at the moment we're having to stop Tech Talk, I do hope it's going to be a short hiatus, and that in the near future we will get some form of Tech Talk back on air. Now, it might not be this exactly the same as what you and the guys have done, but it will be some form of show where people can come on and talk about technology and share that knowledge and find out new tips and hints of how to use technology. So I just want to reassure people that, you know, we're not just casually letting this go, that there is a lot going on behind the scenes to try and sort this situation out.
Yeah, and I think actually it's very respectful of the audience not to just say, let's continue, you know, with, you know, anybody at the helm, right? I think that's very respectful, and it says that you care about the listeners to the point you actually want to consider who comes up next. And, you know, hey, someone listening might be thinking, I could be the next star of Tech Talk.
Right. Exactly. Please do drop me a line.
Yeah.
yvonne.mill@rnib.org.uk. Please do, if you know, if it's something that's of interest to you. Yeah, it's got to be the right person. And we've always said that about this radio station. Again, you and I have talked about this. You know, there's no point having a radio station that doesn't sound good, because if we just put anybody on to give people a wee shot, I don't think that does blind or partially sighted people any good, because there's that, you know, that horrible talk down to thing that you get where people go, oh, that's lovely. Mm. You're giving people a wee shot of that. This radio station has always been about, you know, highlighting the success of people who may have some form of sight loss, and yeah, discussing the challenges and discussing the frustrations, and often discussing the way society puts issues in the way. I mean, that seems to me to be the biggest thing. But, you know, we also have to come up to various standards, and some of them are regulatory from Ofcom, and some are just, you know, we just want to make sure this radio station is the best it can be.
I think there's many people out there who will be amazed to learn that I in any way did not go up against any regulations. I think that even I'm surprised by that one.
I'm just la 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 la. I'm just quietly ignoring that, Stephen. No, you keep this.
Well, listen, it's been wonderful working with you, and you know, as I've said to you when I was at my leaving night the other night, you know, I wish everybody at RNIB Connect Radio all the best. And, you know, this will be my last time on air, but I am absolutely so thrilled to have been here the past 15 years. And, you know, this is just going to be part of my life going forward now, you know, and it never leaves you, you know, and I'll always be part of RNIB because of, you know, the fact I'm a registered blind person, right? So, you know, it's always going to be part of my life. And, yeah, I just want to thank you for your support and allowing us to do this thing every week. You know, you weren't in charge when this came along, and I remember that being this idea at the time, the manager at the time, laughing this show as the idea of it out of the door. And Right. Maybe that should have been the case. But, who knows? But at the end of the day, now it's not, and it's clearly been something that's meant something to people, and I'm so pleased about that. But yeah, it's not over. That's the message, isn't it? It's not over.
No, I think that's right. I mean, there's such love for the show. And the way I'm trying to look at this, Stephen, because obviously, you know, we don't want you to go, but we know you need to. We know you need to go and move on to things. And, you know, we've all worked together for a very long time, is that instead of sort of being sad about I'm just going to be very, very grateful to you for the 15 years that we've had of you, and that, you know, that beautiful, brilliant brain and that lovely warm sense of humour that has kept us going many a time when things have gone wrong along the way. And I, can I just also say a massive thank you to Rob and Sean and Tim, who, you know, have just brought so much joy. Often, you know, they are volunteers, you know, we don't pay them. They come on and give us their wisdom for nothing, and they're just brilliant as well. And we just, you know, we wish you all the best with your future, and just thanks ever so much. I think I could probably say that from all of your listeners as well. Thanks for being such a brilliant host of Tech Talk and such a brilliant friend to the radio station.
Oh, everyone, thanks a lot for coming on. Well, there you go, guys.
Wow.
Yeah, it's emotional.
It is. Can I just say something? Thank you, Yvonne, as well. Yeah. I just want to say it's so weird to me that people still mention me, because I haven't been on Tech Talk, you know, properly for a long time. And, you know, Tim, Robin, and obviously you, Stephen, you just made it. It's just been so fantastic. And I really love it. And I'm really privileged when people mention my name with it. So thank you so much.
Yeah.
I know, I said that. That's weird, isn't it?
I'm amazed they still mention you at all. But no, it's...
I try and be nice.
I try.
Mr. Beautiful Brain. Who was she talking about?
I have no idea who she was talking about. I think she thought she was talking to Alan Russell, to be honest. I think she was getting confused.
Warm sense of humour.
I know. Mm. Who is this guy? But you know what? The thing for me is, for you guys, I want to say this. You know, I have made friends out of this for life. And that's the truth of it with you guys. I have made friends for life. You know, we are going to be going on to do some stuff. I was hoping to tell you about some of it today, actually. But what I'm going to ask you to do instead is just follow me on Twitter. If you can, follow me on Twitter. All shall be revealed soon. Sounds very mysterious, but... Just follow me on Twitter and, you know, all will become clear.
Sounded like a threat. Follow me on Twitter.
Just do it, right?
me.
And each of us, actually, follow each of us on Twitter, because, you know, as everyone has said in the emails as well, there's Life After Blindness, there's The Echo Show, there's Double Tap Canada, there's other shows where we are all part of. But I can tell you, we will all be coming back together in the very near future. So that is the good news. We will be back in a form. And we'll form into something. I wouldn't ask you. The Quatermass experiment comes to mind. But yeah, basically, we're going to get back together again, and we are going to be doing more shows. So, you know, and it's because, if I'm honest, because of the simple fact that we're all friends, you know, and we became friends through this show. We all met through this show, all four of us. And that's why it was really poignant to have Sean on as well this week, because... Mm. You know, we all got together and we all stayed together right through it. And, you know, our conversations continue on WhatsApp, and we talk to each other nearly every day in one way or another. It's been such an experience. And I don't know if you guys, if you want to say anything, but I've just loved working with you guys. I've loved being with you, and I love doing the show with you. But I'm so pleased that we have got together, because I've just got great friends for life. Bottom line.
Absolutely. Yeah. I would echo all of that. I mean, we do talk very, very often. We do things outside of this show, which is a, you know, hallmark of a good friendship. And yeah, really, really happy memories. And I'm looking forward to the next chapter.
Yeah, definitely. Tim, yeah, you've gone quiet, Tim.
No, I'm just soaking it all in and just enjoying the moment, because, you know, I came on as had just become friends with Sean, actually, from VoRail, because he was helping me get Life After Blindness really going and get it back off the ground, and, you know, just helping me learn Audacity and tips and tricks of the trade. And then said, hey, you know what? Why don't you come on Tech Talk? Because you've got some really great insight into audio description on Amazon Prime Video. So come on and just talk to us for a segment. I did. And now, over 4.5 years later, having been on, off, and then back on again, doing my time on Double Tap that I did for almost 150 episodes there.
Jeez.
That I recently found out. I went back and looked at that. I was on almost every one of the first 150 episodes. And then coming back to Tech Talk when that tour of duty ended, I guess you could say.
That's a way of putting it. Wounded, but not down.
Yeah. But it's like, but just knowing, you know, over 4.5 years ago, this journey started just from a casual conversation with Sean on, hey, come on the show and just, you know, talk to us about this topic. And then all three of us getting on so well and laughing together so well, even in that 20-minute or, you know, whatever, you know, bit. And like, okay, we've got to have this guy back on. And it just took off. And you're right about the friendship thing. You know, Stephen, you and I, after, you know, I got to know Sean very well, you and I became friends. I remember a couple of years ago, I think it was pre-pandemic, you and I sat on the phone for like 6 hours trying to figure out a tech issue.
Yes.
So, you know, it's just been so fantastic. And I've known Robin from, you know, Mac Accessibility and Dot to Dot, and then getting to know him, you know, through the show more formally, and, you know, and just getting to know him and what he does. It's so cool to have friends that are so far away, yet so close at the same time. And it's just been fantastic. And I'm really, really looking forward to the next chapter. Of course, as you mentioned, Double Tap and Echo Show and Life After Blindness, and the new wonderful things that we all are going to be doing together literally in the very near future, as you say, Stephen.
Yeah.
I can't wait. And I really hope that all the listeners will find a way to follow us as we continue on together.
Well, you know, we got together 10 years ago. We got the show off the ground. And when I said to Yvonne, I'm not kidding, I mean, it was the idea of Tech Talk was laughed out the door. Who is going to want to listen to a show about technology? Mm. And, you know, it was a case of just get on air and do something and stop bothering me. And that's pretty much been my career, to be fair. People just said, let's just get...
stop bothering thing.
Go into a studio and leave me alone. The idea of me being in a soundproof room away from other people is great because then they can turn it down and then I can leave them alone. And that's kind of where Tech Talk began. And, you know, we were looking back at the history of this. You know, the show was fortnightly to start with, which was a complete news to me. I don't even remember that. And, of course, the number of episodes that were... not podcast, that were not available on podcast, because we didn't have podcast then. So it was just really interesting. But yeah, I did go through some of the episodes because I wanted to pick out a few clips before we went. I was thinking of all the different bits of tech that we had talked about. And this came up in my list, and I thought, yeah, the return of something that we all loved made big news back in March of 2017, and we featured it on episode 169. It was the biggest news, I think, in the past 10 years. The return of something great.
Tech Talk. The world of tech, the rapid evolution of smartphones and cellular devices has had a new competitor. Or should that be old? Nokia announced the rebirth of arguably the most famous device.
That's just the best news ever when that came out in 2017. I was like, it's back!
I didn't know where that was going. And when it went Nokia, I went, what? Of all the clips. And that, well done.
I was so excited when that came out back then. I was like, oh, this is great.
Just
of course,
you.
Here's the laugh, right? Completely inaccessible, just like the original. Absolutely awful.
Well, it was faithful to the original. Yes, you're right.
That's right.
Equally, couldn't use that one either.
It was color. It had color screen versus the grayscale one. So, you know, it was an improvement, but, you know, it still meant you couldn't see it. It was amazing because I was looking through, I mean, all the tech. And what was interesting was I was looking through clips to try and kind of identify areas that perhaps had moved on considerably. You know, like, oh, remember the days we talked about this? And actually now, what was interesting was, even if you go back to like even episode one, the conversations around audio description, around Braille, they've stayed pretty similar throughout, as in access to the question on whether or not Braille is still relevant in 2012 versus 2021. Wow. You know, the conversations have not changed massively. The access to technology, the specialist technology, is still expensive. Access to Braille technology is still very expensive. That conversation goes on. Specialist versus mainstream. Android v Apple every week, nearly. You know,
just you.
That was okay. I was maybe driving a bit of that. But you know, lots of topics that just kept coming up time and time again, and these are the topics that will continue. I think what's interesting is the blind world of technology, not counting mainstream technology here. But that world has not changed massively, and even when I think back to my school days, it hasn't come that far forward. The only thing I would say that has dramatically improved since my school days to now is text to speech. I think that's massively improved.
Yes.
Although, interestingly, a lot of people still hanker for eloquence when it comes to JAWS. Even on NVDA, people want... I mean, some people are still saying, can I get eloquence on my iPhone? You know, and it's
all like about the speed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's all about speed, of course it is. And it is probably the best voice in some ways, especially in terms of productivity. That's another conversation. You know, Mac versus PC. Is the Mac a leisure device? I was listening to an episode earlier today, and it was a conversation going way back to 2013 about whether or not the Mac was a leisure device and the PC was for productivity. We're still having that conversation today. So, yeah. You know, it's interesting to see how things have come along. The conversation hasn't massively moved forward. However, here's a clip I wanted to bring up. This is going back to... Now, when are we going back to here? I need to get my notes up here because I don't have the I think we're looking at 2017, actually. Yes, we are. 2017, this came out. This was during the Trump era. This is just for you, Tim. During the Trump era...
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Thanks for the reminder.
PTSD coming soon. But yeah, this is Kellyanne Conway, who was the spokesperson for Donald Trump at the time. You might remember she gave out some rather odd information about microwaves spying on us. Have a listen to this.
There was an article this week that talked about how you can surveil someone through their phones, through their certainly through their television sets, any number of different ways, and microwaves that turn into cameras, etc. So we know that is just a fact of modern
sure.
life.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I love how the interview goes, yeah, sure, of course, yeah.
Sure.
Microwaves sure. spy on you? Perfectly normal.
Yeah.
Well, we had a Tech Talk response.
Door open. Door closed. 5 minutes. Start. Your food is now cooking. Now, you enjoy that nice chat with your friend on the phone. While I listen. Sorry. I mean, cook your delicious food. Not listening. Cooking. Honest. Door open. Door closed. And I never heard a thing. Wink. Wink.
I remember that. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that goes back to 2017. Unbelievable. You know, it's so funny because, again, looking through some of the clips, some of the shows I remember most, and actually two shows in particular that I'll never forget, we were in... Birmingham and then in Crewe, and we did live shows with an actual audience back in 2016, I think it was, maybe 14. We went to the British Computer Association of the Blind at the time, now known as TAVIP, the Technology Association for Visually Impaired People. And, you know, that was back at like episode 40 we were out doing that, which is amazing. And it was great, you know, meeting loads of people. And I remember on that show, we had a huge discussion about Windows 10 coming out and how inaccessible it was. Because at that point, you might remember that Windows 10 didn't really work particularly well with JAWS. Microsoft Edge was awful. There were real challenges because Freedom Scientific couldn't access the kind of whatever it needed access to in order for JAWS to function properly with it. So there was a big period of time where neither of the two worked particularly well together. And that was a real problem. And I remember people saying, you know, that's it. This is it. The accessibility is broken.
This is the end.
Yeah.
Yes. Was that 10 or was that Windows 8?
No, that was 10.
Was it 10?
Because
I know we
yeah.
had the same discussion when Windows 8 came out. You know, it was, let's
yeah,
say,
that's right. Windows 8. Who cares about Windows 8? Let's be honest, it was a disaster on day one.
It was.
But I want to go back to, just for the final clip, because we are coming up to the end of time. Not the end of our time. Not the end of time. But the end of our time.
Wow.
That would be quite an end to the show, wouldn't it?
That was Robin's secret.
Yeah, that was yeah. It. That was a secret that Negative Julie knew. So I want to go back to episode 143 and 2016. And, of course, we had a regular contributor on the show at that time, a regular guest and co-host, Jackie Brown, who was with us. And Sean, myself and Jackie had a conversation with a lovely woman called Polly, who was telling us about her love of smart devices. And I asked her at the end of the interview a particular question about her Google device, and this was her response.
Tech Talk,
the accessible technology show.
Have you asked Google any silly questions?
Yes, I did.
Go on then, we have to know.
Well, I was with friends and I was having coffee, and I said, well, just think of a question. Anything at all. And he said, all right, ask him. Are there any cool girls around this area? And I'm afraid that led to quite a few unpleasant phone calls.
Oh.
But it stopped. Yes.
I mean, unbelievable when you think about it, right?
Careful what you ask for.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
I'd love to know what those unpleasant conversations were. We didn't take it any further. Look, that's almost it for us. I want to thank Robin. I want to thank Tim. I want to thank you, Sean, as well, for, you know, all your years of service on this show. And, you know, between the three of us, or four of us, we've, you know, been here for a very long time. I also want to thank all the other contributors, and I'm not going to name people, but, you know, we had Jackie there. Jackie Brown, of course, who was a big part of our show. David Woodbridge, who's been a part of our show. Jonathan Mosen, who's been on our show. Julie Rodaway, we mentioned earlier, who emailed in. So many people. Claire Potter, Kerry Doyle. All the names of people I can think of who, over the years, have been part of this ridiculous, wild ride that is Tech Talk. Every week sometimes we just literally crashed into a studio and said, let's record something, anything. Running orders that never existed. All the things about this show that were just wild. But, you know, I've absolutely adored it. And it's been, frankly, because of you guys being part of it. I mean, I enjoyed the first few episodes, don't get me wrong, but there's nothing like doing it with friends, that is for sure. And, you know, it's just been such a fun time. I have adored this show, and, you know, I'm sad to say it is the end, but it is the end of the show, I'm afraid. It had to go at some point, and yeah, this is the last one. So thank you from me. Thank you to everybody at RNIB who supported us. Thanks to all the Technology for Life team, who I know send their best. And I just want to thank all of you for listening, for taking the time, for emailing every week. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you. And from us, it is goodbye.
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 Bye-bye.
Well done, Stephen. Well done.